come what may, I'm headed down the right path. I feel so brave, my head held high, and I'm showing class. Dreams ignited, every day I truly give my best. I'm thriving excitedly to be the very best version of myself. I'm so bold and I'm so brilliant.
Get to know Sophia Robinson. She's the creator of the Writing Black Joy podcast and a self-proclaimed writing coach and editor who helps Black writers tell joyful and uplifting stories. She is bold enough to answer 20 rapid-fire questions. We are rolling. Sophia Robinson, welcome to the Shondria Show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Now, you opted for rapid-fire 20 questions, and I've got them for you, okay?
Yeah.
You put you on the speaker part here. You ready? Question one, why is writing and journaling so important to you?
Ah, wow. Well, I love writing. I really enjoy it. And I feel like it's the only way to, like, my thoughts always feel really like jumbled up in my head. And it's the way I feel like I can really kind of get them out and look at them and examine them and kind of, you know, get my thoughts together. I sometimes feel like I don't know what I think about something unless I've written it down. And I'm definitely more me on the page than I am talking. So that's why. Love to tap into the power of writing.
Lovely. All right. Question number two. Ready? Favorite childhood memory?
My favorite childhood memory. It would have to be, so I grew up in Barbados. And so everybody, when they think about Barbados, they think about the West and the South Coast, which is like beautiful blues and like sand, golden sand. But on the East Coast, it's really rough and rocky, and it's the Atlantic Sea. But my dad used to take us down there on a Sunday afternoon sometimes. And that has to be my favorite childhood memory, going down there, skipping rocks. I love that part of the island. It's wild. It's crazy. I still enjoy it today when I'm there.
And,
that's probably my favorite childhood memory, East Coast with my dad and my sisters.
Oh, sweet. Okay. What's your idea of an epic date night?
Ooh, an epic date night. So really good conversation. I'm a quality time person, so good conversation. So a nice dinner with like really nice deep conversation, and then some live music. And good dessert.
To seal the deal, let me get some dessert in here.
good dinner, good dessert, good conversation, and then some live music. That would be perfect.
Love it, love it. All right. What's your most recent travel destination?
My most recent travel destination, if we're talking on a plane, I went back to Barbados at Christmas. I currently live in the UK, but my family is still in Barbados. So I went back for Christmas and it was awesome. It was amazing. Most recent train destination, because I love traveling on the train. I went a few hours away to a city called Cheltenham here in the UK to see some friends. It was good.
Lovely. Okay. Who is your favorite person in the whole world?
Oh, no. No, 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 no. I can't answer that question. I'm sorry. Absolutely not. No. I don't really have a lot of favorites of things because the others will get jealous.
Like, okay.
When I say books and movies and stuff, it's a joke, but when it comes to my people,
you just think about it in your head because it's somebody.
There's no one. This is the thing. Okay. I have two sisters. I always say one's my favorite big sister and one's my favorite little sister because I'm in the middle, but I don't choose between. Okay. Between my family and my friends. So I'm going to pass. I'm going to claim the fifth.
That's fair. A celebrity you would love to collaborate with.
Ooh. All right. So a celebrity I would love to collaborate with is Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie. That is actually a celebrity I would love to collaborate with. So if she's out there, she's listening, call me.
And why
Hit
is
me up.
that?
Hit me up in the DMs. I love her. I love her writing. I don't know. I just love beautiful writing. I love writing where I feel like I could be there, you know? And that's that's how I find she writes, but she's also a real person, right? She's also real. Like I've heard her talk on, you know, topics that are near and dear to her heart, feminism, activism. And I feel like, yeah, I feel like it would be awesome to connect and chat. Yeah, she could
Awesome.
be
All
a podcast.
right. Hey,
Call
you
my
never know.
friend.
You never know. As a child, what was your dream job?
As a child, my dream job, there were a couple.
Mm-hmm.
One was to be a radio broadcaster. Still my dream job to this day. BBC, hit me up if you have a job going for me. I'm here. I'm ready. I'm waiting. So radio broadcaster, and officer on the Starship Enterprise. Picard is my captain. Come fight me if you object. And I think I considered being a pediatrician, but I think I don't know why. I think I would have ditched that if either Captain Picard or the radio had come a calling. Yeah.
That's fair. What's your favorite season? You live in the UK. What's your favorite season?
Oh my goodness. If you had asked me this question before this time last year, I would have told you hands down autumn because it is beautiful. I love the autumn colors. But I moved back to the UK about a year and a half ago. And spring last year was outstanding. The flowers, the wildflowers, like I don't know if it's because I mean I've lived here before. And when I lived here for like a long period of time, last time I used to drive everywhere because I had that kind of job that I had to be going all over the place. But this time around, I'm in a city where I don't have to drive. I walk to work and it's close by. And so I don't know if that sort of slower pace has meant that I can actually see spring, because I don't remember ever noticing like that before, but it was just mind-blowingly beautiful. So the toss up between spring and autumn. Right now it's been a really rainy spring, so I might go for autumn, but I don't know. When those wildflowers start to come out, it's spring all the way.
Awesome. What was your first legal job?
My first legal job was I worked in a toy store. Yes, at Christmas. Terrible. Never like we had this our school had this arrangement with the one of the toy stores, and they would look for like 16 the students that were sort of 16, 17 to come and work a little Christmas job 2 weeks, help out in the store. That was my first legal job, and it was amazing. I mean, it was amazing in like a crazy way, like a toy store at Christmas. It was mind-blowingly crazy. I don't think I had imagined it would be that scary. Even now, I'm like, you know, I have friends that have kids, I've got nieces, nephews, and do not take them shopping in a toy store at Christmas. It's the worst idea ever. That job has left an impact on me to this day.
You're traumatized.
I'm traumatized. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Are you a morning person or a night owl?
Morning. Yeah, morning
How
person.
early do you get up every day?
So that's a good question. I used to be a real morning person. I used to be the kind of person that would get up at like 5 o'clock to write and have my little quiet moment. But since I moved to the UK, especially with the sometimes the days are really short, I find it very hard to do that. But most days I tend to be up by six.
So when you're up early in the morning, are you drinking coffee or tea?
First drink is always a tea, but I must have coffee before I face people. So I tend to have a tea early, and then, you know, just before it's time to people, I have to have that coffee.
It's time to people. I'm gonna use
Right.
that. First time to
Time to people, I need my coffee.
talk. Give me one second. That's funny. Favorite film genre?
Favorite film genre? I guess it would probably be. I like things that are sort of heisty. Like there's a heist, somebody has to, let's get the gang together and go and rob this bank or whatever. I know that sounds terrible, but yeah, I would say heist. I would say a good heist. It's my favorite.
So you like the action films.
I like the action. I like the sort of action, but like with a little bit of suspense in there, perhaps a bit of a twist at the end. Like, yeah, all of that.
You're
Love
like,
it. Love
that was good. That was good. I
it.
ain't
That was
stop. All right. And speaking of which, what's a movie you've seen so many times you've lost count?
Oh, a movie that I have seen so many times, I have lost count. It's probably going to be Elf at Christmas.
Really?
Every Christmas, Elf. Yeah, not a heist movie, but when Christmas comes, I have to watch Elf. That I'm not gonna lie. That's probably because Christmas comes every year. That's probably the most consistent one, I would say.
Okay.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
Weird, random.
Do you or have you ever played sports?
Yes, I used to be a cross country runner. I don't know if that counts as playing
Yeah,
sports.
for sure.
But I was a
How far
teenager.
did you get into it? Were you competing?
No, not really. I competed within my school. And we used to have this board that they'd put out where they would put out like the top 10 and the top 20 of the school. So I did that, and I did just a bit of inter-school sports, but nothing major. Yeah, that's the closest I ever came to being an athlete.
That's so neat. Okay. We are rolling. How would you rate your driving on a scale of 1 to 10?
My driving. I'd say it was about an eight.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I'd say it was about an eight. I try to I like to be careful. I like to be cautious. I feel like you have to have a healthy amount of fear when you're driving, like just enough to not let you do crazy stuff, but not so much that you get people mad at you who are driving behind you. So that healthy amount of fear. That's why I wouldn't say a 10, because 10 is a little bit overconfident to me. So I'd go for an 8.
Okay. And how do you define success?
To me, success, if I felt like I was successful, it would be my ability to decide how I spent my time. And still be able to, afford to pay rent and stuff like that. I'm living in my car and stuff like that. So it isn't, I don't need to be like a billionaire, but if I felt like I could decide how I spend my time and how I do things, to me, that would be successful.
I like that definition. Can you sleep with the TV on, or do you have to have it off at night?
So that's a very good question. I can sleep with the TV. I can drift off with the TV on, but the TV must go off. Otherwise, it wakes me back up. So, there's some like I know people who will they have the TV in their room and it'll be on all night. I can't continuously sleep with it on. I'll doze off, but the noise of it will wake me back up. So I don't mind dozing off with it on, but it must go off or it'll wake me back up.
So you need a timer situation, like
Yeah,
it'll hit
timer situation
you
or something
there.
like that, if I'm just asleep with the TV, yes.
How do you feel about roller coasters?
They're the type of thing that sound really good to me until I'm on them, and then I'm like, I need to get off immediately. So I always think roller coaster is gonna be amazing, it's gonna be exciting, let's do it. And then as soon as I'm on, I'm like, wait, hang on, wait, stop, stop, stop. I want to get off. So that's how I feel. Mixed. Mixed
Very
emotions.
mixed. Final question. We played 20 rapid fire questions. Last one for you, Sophia. What's your karaoke song of choice?
Black Velvet by Alana Miles. 100%. Yeah, every
Every time. You got a
time.
staple. Good job. Thanks for playing with me today. You had great answers. Learn more about Sophia Robinson's platform online at writingblackjoy.com.